Cinebuds, Cinebuds, two buddies talking about cinema.
I'm Christopher Pollard from Milwaukee Film.
I'm Dory Zori from Radio Milwaukee.
And this is Cinebuds Live, Footloose!
Thanks for sticking around, guys.
After
Ooh,
you.
We get chairs.
Yeah, we get chairs.
Fancy. This is the second time I've seen this movie in a theater. The first time was 40 years ago, so what a treat. If this is your first time seeing the movie, let's hear. Can you make some noise?
Wow. That was more people than I expected. That's very exciting. We have a few things we want to talk about, but then we want to open it up for you guys. There's going to be a microphone here. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear your comments, your favorite parts. And also, if you come up, well, we're very lazy people, so we're crowdfunding our next year's Cinebuds Live. So tell us, what's a fun throwback film that you would like us to do next year? Feel free. Feel free to comment. But starting off.
My memories.
Footloose to you, Dory?
Oh, my goodness. So my memories of seeing Footloose the first time was in the theater when it first came out in 1984. And I went with, like, all my gal pals. And I remember just feeling, like, how dangerous the film kind of felt. I sort of grew up in a small town, but not really a big city. And it was exciting to see Kevin Bacon. We had huge crushes on him. And it was a movie that somehow I found completely funny and delightful tonight, but 40 years ago, kind of serious in a way.
I feel the same way. This was easily, I've seen this film many times, this was easily, first of all, the most fun I've ever had watching this
with
you guys.
Yeah, thanks to you guys.
I know we were having a good time over here. Did this side have a good time? Middle? Pretty decent? Okay, good. I've never laughed so hard, because I agree, I've never laughed at this movie because I watched it alone for the most part, but I, it was pointed out to me with all the laughter how funny it was. I have one bone to pick. During the warehouse scene, when that young man who's had a very difficult time has flashbacks to all the terrible things he's encountered, all he wants to do is drink and drive just a little bit and then throw a cigarette and do dance / gymnastics. You guys laughed at that. What is funny about a young man on just gymnastics equipment / warehouse equipment appears, and half of it is clearly not Kevin Bacon? What is funny about that?
There were actually, I think, five different people playing Kevin Bacon in that scene I was reading. That scene, I think that's where I got my, like, love of dance from. Like, you're having a day where you need to get your feels out, just dance. And maybe swing around a little bit.
Yeah, swing around. Perfect gymnastics. You gotta dance it out, Kevin.
Wait, can I tell you one other thing about Kevin Bacon? So, I loved him so much, and we had such a crush on him that my friend Stacy and I had a civics class together, and all we could do for like 6 months after seeing the film was talk about Kevin Bacon, and it was the first D I ever received in a class ever, thanks to Footloose.
I mean, worth it.
And Kevin Bacon, totally worth it.
Watching this with everybody and hearing your reactions, I have so many comments. I just want to go through a couple of things. They have a gymnastics team? I've never heard of a gymnastics team for high school, much less in the smallest town I've ever seen. And I'm from Missouri, and that's a very small town. I also want a friend like Chris Penn. Mm-hmm. I want to be friends with Willard so bad. I mean, he's got your back.
Do we not all have a Willard in our life somewhere?
You're my Willard.
Oh, thanks.
I want to know where this movie fits in the canon of 80s movies, because we're both 80s kids, mm-hmm. and we have a very strong connection to 80s movies. I'll say for myself, for a long time, if somebody said, what are your favorite 80s movies? I don't know that I would have said this right away. I'm going to go John Hughes movies first, Lost Boys, obviously. A lot of films before I would hit this, but revisiting this, I watched this during the lockdown, during pandemic, and I was watching a lot of movies that just made me feel comfortable, like that I remember from childhood. I watched this twice within 2 years, and I connected to it way more later on than I did when I was younger. But now I genuinely think especially after tonight. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this like once a year.
On the anniversary.
On the anniversary, yeah.
I like that too. I think that this movie had a little bit less cringeworthy moments than a lot of 80s films that we revisit.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, I think this time around, and maybe just being so much older and more mature, the whole backstory of like the family tragedy and the brother dying and how like, I don't know, I felt the family and the pain of that more than I did when I watched this the first time and just thought it was about a cute boy from a big city that wanted everyone to dance. But I don't know, I was kind of getting the feels during some of that end part there.
Yeah, for sure.
When were they you, celebrate? Or were you just saying for what, sure?
What's that? No, I really was. I love the ending of it. I get very excited. Well, first, I will say just a little part at the end when they beat up the bad guys. I love revenge, guys. I love revenge more than almost anything. Not in my personal life. Maybe. But I really like it in movies. If somebody does something bad at the beginning of a movie, I will be very upset if he doesn't get punched in the face by the end of the movie. Minimum punched in the face.
Or so, a jumping flying kick.
Jumping flying kick. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's... This actually brings up a good point, and I want you to settle an argument for me because... My wife claims there's not enough dancing in Footloose. Oh, wait. Do you agree? What? There's so much dancing. That counts. That fight counts. That was ballet. Mm-hmm. But she, I want to share this with you. She, I think, tried to make her point. She watched it at home. She couldn't be here. And she clocked every moment of dance in it. Because she is a very petty lady. 36 minutes, 12 seconds, first dance, sweatshirt shimmy. I don't really know what that means. Second dancing, 48 minutes, 17 seconds, flake off, which now I didn't know what she meant, but the guy does say flake off. But there's five instances here. I think there's more than five. I'm going to count the opening sequence with all the feet. All right, no one's really passionate about this, but I really thought I was going to go home and go, 200 people agreed with me. But you think there should be more dancing in it? Mm-hmm. Here's my main argument. It's illegal. Of course there's not. I mean, a little bit, there's a lot for a movie about a town where it's illegal. But all right, I'll be fair. I will let her know what you said.
I have a fun fact about the opening credit scenes where you see all the feet dancing.
Yeah.
It was obviously a lot of the backup dancers. But does anyone out there know who the person wearing the gold shoes was that was dancing? Kenny Loggins. Nice one.
Ooh, star. We've got a star. That's all right. Great.
All right. Now here's my second trivia question. Fun fact. At the end, when they were dancing, when they were filming it, instead of the Kenny Loggins song Footloose, the actors were actually dancing to something totally different. Does anyone know what that song is?
Come on, guy. I don't know.
It was Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Good.
Really?
And then they dubbed
Footloose.
They just
match up pretty well?
I guess so. So it's like a Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz thing. You should go back, watch it, put on Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Good and see how it matches up.
You could add your whole new soundtrack. Speaking of the soundtrack, I think we all agree this is one of the best soundtracks of the 80s. Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I think for me, the longest time, and I'm going to mention the movie again, Lost Boys for me is one of the best soundtracks of the 80s. I had it on vinyl. Ooh. And not because I'm cool, but because tapes weren't out yet. I believe that was the only media available to me at the time. But there's a lot of great ones, but this one has so much good stuff. Mm-hmm. Kenny Loggins.
I know.
I didn't realize what an affection I had for him until I heard it many, many times in this one.
You heard his sweet, sweet, soulful voice.
That's right.
Did you know that Tom Cruise was supposed to be the lead? I think that's probably common knowledge. He turned it down to do, I forgot what other movie. Was there like a football movie around that time he did?
Was Top Gun around 80?
No, it wasn't Top Gun. No.
Did you see Jerry Maguire?
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh.
Is that
all the right
same
moves.
Guy? Why do we have a ringer in here?
I know. I hope that you come up to the mic first when we ask questions. And then the second choice, because the directors weren't sure that Kevin Bacon was like heartthrobby enough, They had Rob Lowe hired to do it, and then he injured his knee or something, so he couldn't do the film. So then Kevin Bacon got it.
It's I'm interested because Kevin Bacon, what he was a heartthrob, but he was a kind of an alternative heartthrob. He's not a typical leading man type. Mm-hmm. But watching this again, he's charming.
Yeah.
I'm on your side. He's very charming.
Those dimples, that little nose.
Big city kid.
Big city kid with his ties, his Bowie.
Another Bowie question, suit. How does a town where the dancing is illegal have so many people who instantly know how to dance amazing? There's a break dancer in there. Where are you practicing this? Yeah, right away, everyone's got choreography down.
They've been secretly practicing in their
basements. Yeah, that's what I like to believe, is they found a barn somewhere, and they're like, when it happens, I'm ready for this. That is why that end scene makes me so excited. I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Christopher, what was the glitter budget on that end scene?
They paid Kevin Bacon, and then it was glitter, and then it was director down.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a good time watching this? Mm-hmm. This is why I really like seeing movies in the theater, because I've seen this so many times, and I don't think I saw it in the theater when I was a kid. I think I saw it as a teenager at home, which is a perfect time to see this, because you're like, yeah, screw the man. But seeing it with everybody here and hearing the reaction, it's a lot like I felt years ago when we showed at the festival, we showed Purple Rain. Yeah. Very similar situation. After every song, we all clapped. We're clapping for each other. No one's up here. But it was, and you're clapping for each other, and it was kind of wonderful, but this was very similar to me.
When we say that on the podcast all the time, it's so magical to go out to the theater once in a while and see a movie with a bunch of people you don't know. Never know what's going to happen, what kind of like lovely energy is going to happen. So thank you everyone for bringing your energy tonight. I would love to hear from someone that might think they've seen Footloose the most times out of anyone else here. If you would come up and
if talk anyone has any questions or comments or talks about your favorite part, feel free to start coming up. I do want to tell you one more fun fact before we get started, is this is based on a true story, and I found that out today. They're in Oklahoma, no one's shocked by that. The dancing was illegal in a small town, and a group of kids wanted to have a prom, so it was like 1978, 79, and they fought it, and they got to have a prom.
Yeah.
Based on a true story. It's amazing.
John Lithgow has said before that he's had people approach him in real life after this film, like decades after this film, and say, you know, my father is also a minister, like, and banned dancing in their town. So that is something that happened, I think, more often than we think.
Yeah.
And the kid was able to take his dad to the show, and he was moved to change his mind after seeing the portrayal of John Lithgow in here. Changing lives.
That's so good. I love it. Based on a true story is crazy to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
It still happens. Apparently, there are still towns that have illegal dancing.
Wow.
It's probably the least of our concerns today. But we'll eventually get to those towns. But we have bigger fish to fry, I think, at the moment. Who else has a film that you think we should show next year? Oh, that
Ooh,
I mean, right
yes.
out of the gate, you kind of nailed it.
Harold
and Maude's good.
What'd you say?
Harold and Maude.
Ooh. I heard Valley Girl in the back.
Oh, Valley Girl. You know what? That is a great idea, because I realized we did The Thing 2 years ago. We did Enter the Dragon last year. And we did this one. We need a very woman-centric film to do next year, I think.
Yeah.
We have a lot of boy films.
Tank Girl?
9 to 5.
Whoa, yes. I think that's it.
All right, let's wrap it up. Guys, have a great night.
Wait, do you guys, I want to hear your voices on the podcast. Is anyone willing to come up and talk in the microphone that's right down there? I want to make sure that we can hear you when we air this later.
I knew Arlene was coming up here. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, you're winning Footloose today.
What was your favorite part of the film?
The favorite part of the film for me is when he taught Willard how to dance.
Absolutely.
You got it. You're okay.
That was maybe the first big applause break. I'm not sure. Maybe the second. Oh, no, the chicken. The chicken with tractors was the first big applause. That was also good. But the second one was Willard.
If that don't inspire anybody, I don't care what color, race, and planet you come from, nothing else, okay? If you, it lets you know that anybody, I don't care whatever, can dance. But when he taught Willard to dance, and then my second part was when she said, his girlfriend said, kick his ass, buddy. That was one of my favorite parts.
That's the revenge I was waiting for. I will also tell you, Chris Penn did not know how to dance, and they actually built that whole sequence of him learning dancing was not in the script. They built it in because he couldn't learn, and they thought, oh, this will be a really fun montage, and they were absolutely right.
Oh, I just, he wasn't even acting in that point.
No, yeah, he was. Yeah, he did his best.
You have just, I am so in love with Footloose, so for you to add that nugget to it, oh my, that's just like, I'm in love even more now.
Because I'm glad you like it, because I'm at the end of my nuggets.
Okay.
I had four nuggets, and I'm nuggetless at this point.
But
I apologize. I like to apologize on behalf of Milwaukee Film for saying that to everybody.
I can't believe he turned it in. But I do want to do my research on it, so that's why I asked about the time limit on it. And the last scene, I don't know why they put the scene in with the guy in the, digging the nose. That just creeps me out still today.
Wait, which one was it?
The guy sitting there, he goes like this, and digs his nose.
I will explain this to you, having seen all 80s movies. There is always a scene where someone sneaky picks their nose, and it always works. I've noticed that.
There are also a lot of scenes in 80s movies where people decided they wanted to stand in front of trains until the very last minute.
Yeah, that's to really
show. That's also a common theme.
That's to show the audience something wrong. Something wrong's going on.
Dark.
Does anybody else want to come up and chat? Please feel free. Don't be shy. Take a key from Arlene. She knows what she's doing. But I will say, here's some more of my favorite parts. I'm just going to start at the first scene and continue to the last scene. But I do love, I want to talk more about the chicken, the doing chicken with the tractors. I'm from Missouri, and our town was very similar to that. Maybe not that small, but it was pretty small. And I don't know anyone who has access to so many motorbikes that you can suddenly have a sport bike team. And I don't know anyone who's just have loose tractors around and the perfect viaduct to have a chicken. What do you call it? Just playing chicken.
Just playing chicken.
Playing chicken. But I love that scene very much. I like that his courage was just from circumstance.
from a tied-up shoelace.
Oh, we got somebody else. Thank you.
This is my very first time watching Footloose.
Yay!
So congrats to me. The energy was so wonderful today, seeing everyone laugh and watching it for the first time for me. All the dancing, I love dance, so it was really good. And thank you so much to Milwaukee Film for just getting this on the big screen. Even all these old films, they have just such big messages to just laugh, have fun, and I loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
That's lovely.
While you're here, can I ask, do you have a suggestion? What's a classic, fun classic that you particularly really like?
Especially because we want some main character to be a woman.
Yeah.
I think something, anything of Audrey Hepburn.
Ooh,
Breakfast at Tiffany's is my shoot. So
that would be lovely.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't know. I feel like I'm not classy enough to talk about Breakfast at Tiffany's. I love that movie, and that actually would be a great one. But I need you to, you're really going to have to class
me
it up.
Me bring the class.
Yeah, you're the classy one.
I have a year. Maybe we will invite you up to be our special guest.
Maybe. I'm open to it.
Maybe I will dress as Audrey Hepburn from the movie. Why is that funny?
Yes. Talk about class.
I have a long cigarette holder at home.
It's my favorite sunglasses. Part.
Yeah, I've got the, I can do it. What did you say? Hair? I knew someone said, listen, this is by choice. I'll grow it out. It'll be fine.
I have to say, this Halloween, I was Audrey Hepburn. I put on a little bit of a hat and some glasses, and so I did it.
All right, we're going to have you, if we do it, we're going to have you back, and you can introduce.
Yes, that would be love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is great.
Awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. This was really, really fun, yeah. Big round of applause.
Thanks for
Absolutely.
Being brave.
Hello.
Hi, this was my first time seeing Footloose as well.
This is wild.
Loved
That's so
it.
Great.
But I guess my reflection now is seeing 80s movies now as a 60-year-old. Movies that I thought were so fun, you know, in the 80s, I watch them now from a different lens and see just all of this teenage angst and, you know, like those scenes when she's standing in front of the train and you don't think she's going to jump out of the way. You're like, what is wrong with this girl? Yeah.
There's a lot more darkness than that I don't remember growing up watching it. I remember the dancing, you remember the glitter. But yeah, there's some psychological things going on with these characters for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I had a similar reaction when I took one of my kids to see the Breakfast Club broadcast at the Marcus outside theater. Yeah. And you know, she was a teenager and I'm like, oh, this is such a great fun movie. And then I'm watching it with her and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, why did I bring her to this?
It's kind of wild what 40 years of living life yeah. can do for perspectives yes. on what's fun. But still fun, but just also like you get those deeper meanings, which is kind of cool too. I think that's the beauty of watching movies over and over throughout your life. It could kind of change and you can pick up different stuff at different yeah. times.
Yeah. Well, thank you for showing this as part of the festival. It was
thank
really
you so
great.
Much.
Yeah,
thanks thank for coming you. Out. Round of applause. Yay. I think we have time for one more. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great.
Hi. Yeah. So I was just thinking about like, when I first watched this movie versus like now, and the first time was probably when I was like a teenager. And at that same time was also watching like Dirty Dancing. So it was all everything was like bad about dancing. So when I was like a teenager, I'm like, what's gonna happen to me if I actually go to a dance, you know? but now like watching it, I'm like, this is a wonderful movie. Like, why was I so scared of it?
Yeah, because cinema was teaching you to be afraid of it.
Right.
But then rebel against that fear.
Right.
And then fast forward to the series of Lombada films, where they embraced the danger. That's what we're doing
spicy
next year.
Danger.
That's what we're doing next year.
Lombada.
2025, Lombada, Cinebuds Live.
Wait, I have one follow-up question for you. Okay. Do you remember your first dance?
Oh, yeah.
That you did go to?
Yeah, it would have been... junior high school.
Was it more like the beginning where everyone was just standing around picking their noses? Or did people eventually dance?
Or yeah, was it a cake buffet like this one in the prom?
No. Yeah. I wanted that cake buffet, I just have to say. No, it was definitely like everybody was in their friend group and then sometimes like they would dance.
Oh yeah, real shy.
Yeah, so... What do you do when you're a bunch of teenagers, right?
Well, I'm glad you're still not afraid. Are you afraid to dance still?
No, I can dance now. It's
good.
Fine.
Perfect, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's wonderful news. My favorite thing ever.
Well, like John Lithgow, I'm against it. So I'm not going to be doing it. My cousins at a wedding when my brother got married and I was, I don't know, 8, I didn't want to dance, but my cousins got me out there and taught me how to dance. And this, I'm going to do the first dance I ever learned to dance from my cousin.
Ooh, do you need a beat?
Oh, no, I prefer not to have a beat to make it more realistic to how I danced.
Yeah, buddy. Woo!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is more rhythm than I had at the time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we're done. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. Genuinely one of my favorite screenings we've ever done.
Yay, this podcast will be available on not next Wednesday, but the following Wednesday.
And we have a few people we want to thank before we go. Mm-hmm. We would love to thank...
Marcus Doucette, our producer
Absolutely.
Of Cinebuds Podcast.
Absolutely. And we want to thank Newski for doing our theme song here and forever.
Yeah, Newski. We would also like to thank...
Associated Bank.
Associated Bank.
Associated Bank, a sponsor of the festival, which is very nice.
And most importantly, the members of both Radio Milwaukee and Milwaukee Film. Yay, happy 414
Day. Thank you so much. Thank you all for coming. Have a good night. Enjoy some movies.
Hey, Wisconsin foodies. This is Tariq Moody of Radio Milwaukee. Join Milwaukee Magazine's food writer Ann Christensen and myself every Friday morning at 8 a.m. for This Bites, Milwaukee's longest-running culinary podcast. We talk about everything from new restaurants, pop-ups, cookbooks, events, and even an occasional interview with the local chef. Head over to radiomilwaukee.org/thisbites or listen anywhere you get your podcasts.